This is the NY1US All-Star Node. This is the NY1US All-Star Node 420675 in South Wales, NY. This is the NY1US All-Star Node. This is the NY1US All-Star Node.
One Thursday, one Friday, see the speech pathologist because of my cough. Went to the doc yesterday. I got to take some diabetes medication. I bought Jardiance because I knew it was safe. A lot more than, what was the other one? I can't think of it at the moment. But wanted me to try the other, but there's no kidney protection. But, so I went with the Jardiance. Had to get it somewhere from else from where I was getting it. It's amazing, Tom, you call place A is X. I don't have any drug coverage yet. You call B, place B is twice as much.
And they'll rip you up wherever they can, whenever they can. I mean, if somebody's paying for it, then that's why they're going to charge it. It's unfortunate. The whole thing's just a big mess.
So then today, Frontier came out again for the second time. The first time, oh, it's inside your house. He did something, and I wasn't getting any calls, even though the line was steady. It was hit and miss. So I call up. They send a guy out. He says, it's probably in your house. But, oh, let me check these hairs, see if there's a short. Oh, yeah, there's a short here. Apparently, when we got rid of the DSL, or it's either that or green light, because we only had green light for an hour or two, they didn't disconnect something, and it was shorting the line out. So that's all fixed. And line one is perfect. Spectrum. See, long before I had Spectrum, Frontier was so bad, and I was going to get green light, but they hadn't put it in. But here's where they get you, Tom. If you have Spectrum and you've got these Zumo boxes, which anybody likes, because if ESPN wants more money from Spectrum, and Spectrum don't want to give it, Spectrum figure out, we're going to make up these boxes, and you just put the app on the box, and you get to watch ESPN. But they got it all figured out. If you want that luxury, you got to have, well, at least you got to have Spectrum to utilize these Zumo boxes. So we went back to Spectrum.
Think you should come in and go, don't think? Oh my gosh. That's, yeah, that's what a pain in the you know what. So I'm just going into the doggy daycare. I'm going to step aside here for a couple minutes while I run in and rescue a couple of dogs from a day of fun and playtime.
Have fun. We will catch you later. 80, I forgot to call. N2IZX. It's 82HW. See your moment. N2IZX.
I got a great menu. It's just really short. N2RZX from 82HW.
Anyone else on here? N2IZX.
I hear Frank Burns all the time. 82DK.
Oh, our buddy Bob and Leroy. How are things out there in what used to be the Jello Capital?
Sunny and warm. I'm taking it. I'm loving it. So, just listening there, you have Spectrum gets a, I gave them the boot, and we got a local company here. They're out of PA that wired the data, and they're branching out. And it's much cheaper. So, there you go. I've had it for about 2 weeks now, and I'm really liking it.
Is that Empire?
Empire Access.
What do you get with it?
I do a lot of streaming, so I just got the internet.
Okay, well, they got TVs here. So you can get TVs. Of course, are they going to get into the phone business?
They are. They were in the phone business, and they still are. You know, so, and I guess they're branching out.
Yeah, well, you know, one, I suppose, could have fire sticks and all that crap. I like Spectrum only because I can, if I want to listen to a show on the internet, well, if I want to listen to a TV show, being as I can't see, as you know, Bob, I'd go on the back porch, bring up the app, pick the channel I want, and watch television. Not that I watch it much, but I can do it.
Well, you know, my daughter's got a fire stick, and I guess she's pretty happy with that. Of course, she does Wi-Fi through the cable now, and she just had to switch providers from my old one to my new one. But I'm kind of liking it, and I did a speed test the other day. I'm getting 950 meg download and something like 875 uploads, so that's not too shabby.
Cost you a month?
$55.
Let's see, Spectrum, we have the package, so it's $29 a month for TV, $29 for internet, $29 for phone. But I still have my old, and I ain't getting rid of it, that's why the guy picked it. And of course, it's their fault. I still have landline with Frontier, and I'm not getting rid of it. Because all you need is a Spectrum. If the cell towers go out, you have nothing. And I don't care what anybody says, and I don't like that voice over IP crap, too many drop calls. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. And back in 91, when we had the ice storm, no, RG&E was out, and of course they promised the moon and didn't give it to anybody, as we all knew. Or no, I never lost phone.
I got cell, and I'm really not on my phone all that much, you know, once in a great while. So if it goes out, well, for me it's no big loss.
Yeah, but I have a business line, and, you know, of course, now everybody's doing email, but my cards have my business number on it. The business expense is not terrible. The house line, certain people know the number. We've had it since 1960. That was Ma's old number, or the family's old number. So leave well enough alone.
Exactly. So, but anyways, yeah, Spectrum got a little bit too much because they just raised their prices to $90 a month, and I thought that was a little bit too pricey for what I was getting. Now I almost doubled their offer and a lower price, so works for me. Hell, and it's guaranteed for 5 years.
Yeah, I heard good things about that Empire. I wonder if they're going to work their way into Rochester. Excuse me. Then you'll have Spectrum. Then you will have, well, Greenlight's going to be part of T-Mobile. And then you'll have Empire. You'll have three people.
I was hearing that Frontier is going to get back into the fiber mode as well. So you got four companies. But anyways, no, they wired Batavia, and now they're coming into our town, which the municipalities are already wired. And from what I gather, the schools are going to be wired either this summer or next summer. So they're moving like wildfire.
Frontier Fiber is probably 3-4 years away. I was talking to somebody. I keep getting these stupid calls on the business line.
FCC
has mandated that you need to, I just hang up. It's a scam. Get fiber. Well, how are you going to get it when it isn't available? And I told the lady, it isn't available for 3 years. And I hung up.
Well, I guess that's what happens when you poke the bear. The bear pokes back.
Yeah, well, they want you to spend money. I mean, I know copper's old, but the copper's underground. It's in conduit. They can't make you.
I know. It's being a consumer. You have a choice, but some people don't feel like that.
They tell you what to do, and people just do it. Just like I had to get on Guardians. I could have got on Lipitor, but they said it might not protect the kidneys. Well, I have no insurance coverage. I shopped around. You know, I got Guardians at a Guardian. Let's see. Wegmans was a little higher than Walmart, but Walgreens and Tops was like double the price. I don't know how they can get away with that.
I don't know. But I know they wanted me to put me on an inhaler for my COPD, but I don't really use the inhaler that much. But then I heard the price. Just that one inhaler was $400. I said, no, you can keep the stupid thing.
Telling my wife about it, she said, well, that's my dad. He was a pharmacist for Peter the Drug up until, and they had a store in Leroy. No longer you've been in Leroy. That's one strike was never in, but that's why his company got out, because of all those third-party prescriptions and all this crap. They weren't rolled, but he could see the handwriting on the wall, so they sold out.
Just like Rite Aid, I guess they filed Chapter 13, and there was a store here in Leroy. I could walk to it. That's how close it was. But I guess the ones in Batavia now could put. Which, I'm kind of wondering, how long are those places going to sit there before they're reoccupied? Probably, because there was one place in Batavia that sat there for 20 years before they did something to it. People bought it, tore it down, and it's now a Brian Dairy.
What store? Where was this, and what was it?
Oh, it was a pet store, and it was right there, not too far from Clinton and Route 5.
Yeah, all these small companies. So, yeah, they sold out this company. They sold out the Bays. Bays went under and became part of, what the heck was it? They went broke. There was pennies involved in there. Then, you know, they all went down the drain, you know, one by one. And then they built a Walgreens, like, across the street and around the corner or something from my dad's old store in Shiloh. I said, you guys survived for years, and now they're building. He was up visiting. His comment was, let them all starve.
I wouldn't be surprised. But, you know, there's a burger place, Burger King, real small lot, and whatever, right there by 90, right by the main intersection, 98-5, not too far from that. And the store was another store, but they had a restaurant supply. They were there, I can remember that when I was a kid. I guess they pulled some nasties on them, eminent domain, where they had to move out. And I guess they're down on the other side of town now, but that's a pretty rough, I'll tell you what, that company did to a small company like that. Well, needless to say, I will never, ever patronize that franchise again.
Batavia did a lot of crappy stuff. Let's see. Arby's used to be Arthur Treacher's, and before that, if you remember, Henry's, Maine, just at Oak, you had a house, and then what was that motel? They tore that out, and then you had, Arby's. The biggest mistake that Batavia made was when they took all those businesses, you know, from, let's say, Bank Street going east-west on the north side, and of course, that one time State Street ran all the way through to Maine. They took all those stores out, Renner's and all, and some of them weren't in that bad of shape. They pushed all those businesses out to build that stupid mall, which is, last I heard, was literally falling apart.
The mall with Target and let's see, Target's in there, Dick's. Is that the mall you're talking about?
It's called the Genesee Country Mall. Runs from Bank Street over to, past Elva Place, or all down to there.
Interesting. This is by the Downs, right down the road from the Downs. So, anyways. Oh, that's on the south side of Route 5?
Genesee Country Mall is on the north side. No, you're talking the Downs. No, this is, you know, middle of Main Street, you know, by Jackson Street down through there on the north side of Main. That's where the mall is.
Interesting. I thought I knew Virginia better than I think. Because I'm drawing a blank, so anyways, I guess it don't matter. But anyways, yeah. I normally just travel Route 5 through the town and try and avoid all those one time. There's 33 from one end to the other.
Went to the state school for the blind back in the 60s and graduated in 74, so I knew all the stuff, all the electronic places in Batavia. It must have been half a dozen that sold hi-fi and stereo equipment. Everyone is gone.
That's a shame. I don't know, you want to call it progress? I don't think so. But anyways, let's see here. I don't really patronize Batavia too often. I drive through it once in a while. I have to go to the bank, and it's on the other side of the town, by Batavia Downs there, and that's about it.
What bank is that?
ESL.
Yeah, but $20, and I used it to get loan. I'm keeping it open. You mean they don't have an ESL in Leroy? I'm kind of surprised.
But they got an automated teller in Scottsville. But I guess either way I go, east or west, it's all about the same mileage.
ESL was buying up somebody. That's a good outfit. Yeah, we got them here. Yeah, it's a shame you have to drive that far to do your banking.
Do most of it online. One thing I'm really liking is their bill pay. They did a good job on that.
Well, I can't complain about KeyBank. Of course, before it was HSBC. Before that, it was Marine Midland. Before that, and of course, I had to figure out how to do online banking with them all. And originally, in the 60s, it was First Federal when I was a kid. And for all I know, I still might have an old bank book in a box.
I don't know. I should check that someday. But anyways, I want to go back a number of years when I was in Churchill. They had a security trust there. That goes back a number of years.
Oh, yeah. And they were also back on the East